Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web at kdcountry94.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats with girls head coach Shauna Remus and boys head man Ryan Eiler. The Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Willow Springs Services in Beloit and by Nextech.
Welcome to our Wednesday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Shauna Remus joining us now, the coach of the Beloit girls basketball team. A couple of league wins since we talked last, coach. Sacred Heart there on Thursday. You made that one up and won 57-52. Get a career-high 23 from Shea Larson. And then on Tuesday, come back again with another league win, 49-31 over Republic County. You led 18-6 after one, and got a nice start there in that one. Just overall, these last two games, what did you see the most that you liked about the team in two league wins?
Yeah, I thought we were really more aggressive on offense, and we were able to kind of get into some of the sets that we wanted to play and run, and the kids did a good job of looking for the weaknesses on the other team. And Shea had some big games and was able to do what, you know, impose her will in the post area. And so it was good to see the kids, you know, really focus and hunker down and get two league wins. It was really important.
Republic County again on Tuesday, you got out to the early lead. What's the most difficult thing about playing a team like that, that you've already beaten once this season, and trying to keep the right mindset and focus going into the second matchup?
Yeah, you know, we know each other pretty well, obviously, and you know, Republic County is kind of a tough matchup because they're so quick and they're not very big. So our posts have to, you know, guard basically essentially guards. And so sometimes in a man-to-man, that's difficult. So we just kind of went in a 2-3 zone and were able to get rebounds on their missed shots. And we're lucky that they weren't hitting a lot of shots that night. So that was probably the matchups, I guess, would be difficult. But it's also difficult for them on the other end, too, because we do have size. And we were able to pound the ball inside and get Shea and Portia and Tia and Trent involved. And so, you know, that was important for us to go to where we could be successful, and we were able to do that.
Ellsworth coming up next for you on Friday night. It's a team that you beat already once this season, 39-22. They're just 3-11, 2-5 in the NCAA, but the first time they played, it was a close game. Then you finished on an 18-2 run to kind of distance yourself for the 17-point win. What does Ellsworth bring to the table, and what do you need to do the second time around to pick up another victory?
Yeah, well, you know, Ellsworth is always good. They're very well coached, and last year we went out there, and they beat us on their home floor. And so we know we need to go out and revenge that loss, but they're a little bit younger this year and a little less experienced, but they're going to fight hard and play with a lot of heart and determination. And we're definitely healthy. We were kind of going through a spurt when we played in the first time where we weren't real healthy, but we're healthier now, and so working, you know, our offense a little better, and defense is coming around. So I think we'll be all right. We just need to do what we do best, and take care of the ball is a big thing too.
Shauna Remus, coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans, here in the locker room. Chance, coach, thanks again for the time this week, and best of luck at Ellsworth on Friday.
Thanks.
We're all busy and love things that make life easier. It's about finding online recipes your son will actually eat. Instant movie nights with TV Now, or Alexa helping your daughter with her math homework. Nextech powers the technology that makes these moments happen. And with Nextech, you don't need to think about your technology. It just works. Switch to Nextech TV Now or Internet and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Tired of faucets that always drip? Stools that run by themselves? Don't like standing ankle deep in water because the shower drains too slow? When the washing machine drains, where does it back up? Call Willow Springs Services and let them dry up those drips, straighten up those stools, and speed up those drains. Call Willow Springs Services at 785-738-2474 for your peace of mind. And welcome back here on KD Country 94. Ryan Eiler joining us now, the head coach of the Beloit boys basketball team. Coach, a couple nice wins for you since we talked last. You won 58-51 over Sacred Heart on Thursday. Then you pick up a win over Republic County, 58-22 on Tuesday. Clearly that win against Sacred Heart, something to be proud of for this year's group. You snapped their 45-game winning streak in the league and finally snapped a losing streak that you had against them as well. dating back a few years here, but what stood out the most there, and how do you like the way the kids responded there against Sacred Heart on Thursday?
Well, that is a good game for us. Sacred Heart's kind of been the top of the league the last few years, and nobody's even come close to knocking them off. And so I thought our kids were ready to come out and play. And defensively, as of late, I think each night we're battling and making things difficult for the other team. And I thought that was the same way in the Sacred Heart game, that they've got some kids that can score the ball, and we're able to get into the 50s, but I thought they earned everything. And I thought Hudson Smith and Hudson Gray are doing a nice job defending the other team's best player. And in that game, it was a Skidmore kid that, he still ended up, I think, with 18, but a lot of them were late. Just like you said, made him earn everything that he got. And offensively for us, it doesn't matter what night it is. We've got a lot of different guys that are stepping up, and you don't necessarily know who to focus on, I guess, against us, because if you try to stop one guy, it seems like the rest of the guys kind of look forward to their opportunity and able to knock down shots when they need to. In the Sacred Heart game, it was Carson kind of led us, but then, late in the game, Vinny was able to knock down free throws to ice it, and then everybody else just, scattered a few buckets throughout the game, and was able to come away with a good win for us.
You talk about the different guys stepping up for you and not being able to key on one. That was evident in that Republic County win as well. Six different guys made at least 1-3 for you. You jumped out to a 30-8 lead at halftime. How do you like the way that they responded and came back quick after an emotional win on Thursday?
Well, I thought it was good. And once again, I thought it was defense that set the tone for us. And Republic County sat in a 2-3 zone that we were able to swing the ball and get, a lot of open looks from the perimeter. And guys knocked them down. And I think the best thing about it is we had multiple guys hit two of them, and it seemed like they were fairly close to each other back-to-back at different times. Hudson hit two, Carson hit two, Braxton hit two, Lucas Mong had two. And it just seemed like when one guy would hit one, their teammates were trying to find him quickly for the next one, and I thought that really showed last night. And having that many guys, six different guys, hit one and go for 11, especially when a team's playing a tight zone against you, is huge.
Ellsworth coming up on Friday. You'll go to their place. Beat them already once this season, 68-50. They're 3-11, 2-5 in the league. Second time around, what do you expect to see different from Ellsworth?
Well, they caused us some problems the first time. They have a Haxton kid that's tough for us to guard because he's able to knock down threes, and yet it's a big kid that can get inside. And so he's one that we're going to have to focus on. And then they've got a point guard that we had a hard time, keeping him in front of us. So, for us, we've got to continue to play defense and offensively work to be a little bit more efficient. It seems like each game we're going through a few lulls throughout where we'll go 2 to 3 minutes without a bucket, and we've got to try to eliminate those.
Right now, the coach of the boys basketball team here in the Locker Room Chats. Thanks for joining us again this week, Coach. Good luck out at Ellsworth Friday night.
All right, thank you.
Fans can hear those games on Katy Country 94 and watch the online video stream at ncksports.com. Pregame coverage starting at 5:50 on Friday night.
Our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech and Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit. Don't just sit in the dark. Put up a new light or add another one. Let us brighten up your life. Can't find an outlet? Extension cord too short? Add an outlet or two or more. Make them handy. Don't just make do. Motor won't run or pump as quick? In the home, on the farm, inside or out, Willow Springs Services can take care of all your electrical needs. Call Willow Springs Services, 785-738-2474. We'll take the spark out of your electrical woes.
As a Nextech Internet customer, life is easier. Whether enjoying a social media break, finding a last-minute party recipe online, streaming your favorite show, or sipping a cup of coffee while your robot vacuum does the work, Nextech powers the internet technology that makes these moments possible. Now, you can enjoy these moments even more. Nextech customers can upgrade to a faster internet speed and pay their current rate for 3 months. Just call your local store. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Our Wednesday Locker Room Chats continue with Osborne Bulldog basketball coaches Kayla Corbett and Jamie Walters. Don't forget to listen to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web at katycountry94.com. The Bulldog Locker Room Chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on Katy Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Nextech.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Kayla Corbett joining us now, the head coach of the Osborne Lady Bulldogs. Coach, two games since we talked last, kind of different ends of the spectrum here. A tough loss on the road at Lakeside on Friday, 42-38, but you bounce back with a win over Wilson, 47-35 on Tuesday, in a makeup game there that was moved from last Tuesday to this Tuesday. Just overall, though, when you look at these two games, what are some of the things that have stood out for your team and how you feel about the way the girls have played in these last two?
Well, against Lakeside, you know, we were kind of off from the very, very start. With losing Sarah in the tournament, we are still trying to find the right substitution rotation and kind of struggling with roles in that. I really thought we, you know, overcame some things, missing layups and some, you know, missing some free throws. Once again, these girls continue to fight. I think they came up and really turned around and did a little bit better job on the press against Lakeside. But when Bergman was hitting those threes, even though Ryan was really getting out there in her face, I mean, that was really the difference in the game. She really pulled through with that. So.
Then
free throws. We're doing better with our free throws.
Yeah. And then how do you feel about Wilson there on Tuesday? Pretty nice win. Wilson obviously is young and a little bit inexperienced. They do have a pretty good senior guard in Hanslick, but just not enough kids out, obviously. But how do you feel about the way you turned it around and got that win?
Right, yeah. And again, we had a slow start. And, again, our press was a little bit off. We've been trying a different press, and I think that's throwing our regular press off. But, wow, we ended up with 44 rebounds. Afton with 9, and then Tierra and Ryan, they both had 11. And that was on one shot, Ava had 3 rebounds before she put it up and in and everything. I mean, just really, really the rebounding, it finally showed off how hard we've been working on that. And the other thing was Zoe. Zoe had 10 points, and Zoe was shooting, and she was taking shots even though she was missing. She just kept shooting, and that's what I've been pushing her to do all season. And finally last night, she did it, and 10 points was great. So I was really happy about her decision to take more shots.
So, again, you pick up a nice win there against Wilson. You'll move on to Pike Valley coming up next here on Friday. The Lady Panthers are 3-10. 2-4 here in the MPL, but when you kind of look at this game against Pike Valley, what do you want to accomplish there in that one?
Well, against Pike Valley, we're not taking anything for granted in any way. You know, at any point in time, anything can happen. And like I said, we lost Sarah in the tournament, so we're really going to work on our rotation and maybe getting more of the girls in different positions or more time in the game. Just kind of looking ahead to the postseason, not by no means looking past Pike Valley, but trying to get things to become more fluid with our substitutions. And that's what I really want to work on in the next several games.
Kayla Corbett, head coach of the Lady Bulldogs of Osborne. Coach, we thank you for the time, and then best luck Tuesday against Pike Valley.
All right, thank you.
We're all busy and love things that make life easier. It's about finding online recipes your son will actually eat. Instant movie nights with TV Now, or Alexa helping your daughter with her math homework. Nextech powers the technology that makes these moments happen. And with Nextech, you don't need to think about your technology. It just works. Switch to Nextech TV Now or Internet and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Jamie Walters joining us, the head coach of the Osborne basketball team. The boys coach right now playing some pretty good offense, 72 in the Lakeside game and a 72-38 win. You beat a Wilson team that's picked up some pretty good wins here lately. You beat them 71-45 at home on Tuesday. How pleased are you with the way the kids are playing right now and how that offense is going for you?
Yeah, like I say, we're playing pretty well offensively, and you know, we've talked about it for the last couple of years that we've got several guys that can score the ball, and you know, it seems we're getting more transition stuff, which, you know, Cade and Darian both likes playing transition, Steele likes playing transition, so, and of course Darnell, you know, our starting five, they all like to, you know, run and gun, quote, but sometimes that's good, and sometimes, you know, against good teams where you know, as long as you can make sure it's a good shot every time and, you know, limit our turnovers on it, you know, it's a fun style to play, and they like to play it, and fun to watch as a crowd, and they're playing well at it, so it's good to see for sure.
So, again, you pick up the two wins there, and you're going to get set now to take on Natoma coming up on Friday night. It's a team that they've been up and down this season, struggled a bit at times. They don't have the numbers that they probably would like. I know that'd be a reunion for Vaughn there, who's over with you now against some of his old teammates. But just overall, what do you feel about the Natoma game coming up on Friday and making sure the kids probably are in the right mindset to go up against a team like that?
Yeah, for sure. You know, we just got to focus on ourselves and you know, try to get better every day, including, you know, and kind of show, see how we've progressed in the games. And but, yeah, we'll have to make sure we're ready to play and take care of ourselves and try to get better, like, say, every game. So
I know one of the things that you've talked about here recently is playing that complete game and making sure you can get things done each quarter, be consistent with what you're doing offensively and defensively. How far do you think you've come this season in that regard?
Offensively, we're doing a better job of it. You know, last night, defensive, you know, we didn't do as well. The first quarter, we were worried about everything except the game. And, you know, Wilson did a good job offensively and, you know, made some fairly tough shots. I think the first quarter was 22-18 or something. So they come out ready to play and hit some kind of contested shots, but you know, we didn't do a very good job. You know, we started out pressing and you know, they got some easy baskets on us just because we, you know, kind of thought we had the game won as we stepped on the court rather than making sure we come ready to play, and we've got to do a better job with that. So
Jamie Walters, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs, here on our Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for the time and best of luck against Natoma coming up on Friday night.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
As a Nextech Internet customer, life is easier. Whether enjoying a social media break, finding a last-minute party recipe online, streaming your favorite show, or sipping a cup of coffee while your robot vacuum does the work, Nextech powers the internet technology that makes these moments possible. Now, you can enjoy these moments even more. Nextech customers can upgrade to a faster internet speed and pay their current rate for 3 months. Just call your local store. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
We continue our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmond and head coaches Nick Lynn and Rob Buckmaster. The Smith Center Redmond locker room chats are brought to you by Nextech and by Landmark Implement.
Welcome back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Nick Lynn joining us now, the head coach of the Smith Center Lady Red basketball team. Coach, a couple games since we talked last. Mid-Continent League action on Friday. You hosted Stockton and won 59-35, and then on Monday the makeup game with TMP Marion fall 57-41. Just overall, when you look at these two games here, first let's go back to Stockton. What stood out the most? Obviously, it looked like you had a pretty good third quarter there to kind of distance yourself from them. What do you see the most there at Stockton on Friday?
Well, I think Stockton, you know, was a continuation of what we've been doing lately. We do not put together a full four quarters. And even at a Stockton game, we were down by one at the quarter. And then I think in the middle two quarters, we outscored them 44-11. I mean, that's just kind of how we've been going. You know, we haven't put together 32 minutes, and it's been really hurting us in some of the games lately, especially some of the big games. And we did a lot of good things. We had the scoring was kind of spread around, and different people stepped up, made some threes, and we were able to play, you know, 12 kids. And that was nice to let some kids get in there and play at the varsity level and give them some experience. And so from that standpoint, it was a good thing.
TMP again on Monday. You'd played them about a week and a half earlier in the third place game of the Mid-Continent League tournament there in Waukini, and they beat you by 6. This time they beat you by 16 at home. What are some of the things you saw from TMP that maybe they've improved on here in the last week and a half or so?
Well, it sure sounds like we didn't make progress, and maybe we didn't on the scoreboard, but both of those games, you know, down there where we lost by 6 in the tournament, we had a bad quarter. You know, the first quarter we were down 12 or 14-2, I think, and end up with a tie in the fourth quarter and just didn't finish. And once again, and then on our TMP game on Monday, we had a terrible third quarter, you know, and we played pretty much even the other three quarters, and it was one bad quarter that cost us, and I don't think we shot badly. We shot 42 or 43% and made some free throws, you know, and did those things where I cut down on our turnovers from the first time around, but just, you know, we didn't keep them from scoring, and they, you know, you have to really play good defense and keep their three-point shooting at bay, and also they had a big girl on the inside that stepped up and had 14 on us. So once we get our act together, and hopefully as the season winds down, we got some tough games coming up, but we'd like to, you know, be able to put together four quarters of quality ball, and I think that's basically going to be our chance to maybe to move forward and go on if we feel like we can, but we know we have to get better.
Hill City coming up next here on Friday night. You'll go out to their place. That's a team that's struggling, just picked up their first win of the season last night, only averaging about 28.5 points a game this year. What do you want to see at Hill City on Friday?
We just have to, like I said, we have to play four quarters, you know, and you're right. They have struggled. They have no seniors, I don't think, on the team. They have tradition over the last 6-7 years where they've had three-point shooters and all that, and I think they're struggling with that right now. So we have to take advantage of that situation, and we have to get some confidence. We got to get confidence in our game, and as we got three big games next week.
Nick Lynn, the head coach of the Smithsonian Lady Red, here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thank you for the time, and best luck in these upcoming games.
Thanks, Dusty.
We're all busy and love things that make life easier. It's about finding online recipes your son will actually eat. Instant movie nights with TV Now, or Alexa helping your daughter with her math homework. Nextech powers the technology that makes these moments happen. And with Nextech, you don't need to think about your technology. It just works. Switch to Nextech TV Now or Internet and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
New year, new deer. Start the new year off right with a new John Deere tractor from Landmark Implement. You'll find a wide selection of new John Deere tractors that will fit your operation needs at a price that's right for you. Going on now through January 31st on all new 7R, 8R, and 9R John Deere tractors, take advantage of a 12-month interest waiver followed by 4.9% fixed rate for 60 months. Visit your local Landmark location today and experience the Landmark difference.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Rob Buckmaster joining us, the coach of the Smith Center boys basketball team. Coach, kind of mixed results to talk about since we last talked. Friday night you had Stockton, a team that you'd beaten by two at the league tournament, but they beat you by five there Friday night, 56-51. But a real nice bounce back, a good start and a good win against TMP Marion on Monday night, 66-58. So just going back to Stockton, what did you see in that game that maybe you would have liked to see do a little bit better there against the Tigers on Friday?
Well, we didn't shoot the ball very well. I thought our defense was pretty good. We had some opportunities. We just didn't shoot very well. And you know, you have to give Stockton credit for that, for their defense. I think we shot in the low 30s. You know, I was happy with our effort and our energy. We just weren't able to score some points when we needed to. And, you know, Stockton shoots the ball well. They shoot free throws well, you know. And so once you get behind them, it's tough to come back.
Again, TMP then on Monday in a rescheduled game that you had postponed earlier in the season. And you had played TMP there on the Saturday feather bracket game of the MCL tournament that they beat you by six there. But you got off to a good start, like I said. Griffin Kugler was 11 of 12 from the free throw line, had 21 points for you. What was different about this second time around against TMP?
Well, second time around, we got up big in the first half. And we actually were ahead in the first game. But the first game, the key was still were free throws. I mean, I think we shot 35%. So I felt, you know, comfortable playing them again. And we did shoot the ball better. I think we missed one free throw in the first half. And then the second half, we didn't shoot the free throws as well. But we shot enough of them. We were able to, you know, they were able to foul us. They had to foul us in the fourth quarter. And we were able to, you know, finish and hit enough free throws to win. But that's been the biggest thing. Free throw shooting has hurt us in a lot of games. And so hopefully we're getting better at it, but we'll just see. It's just kind of a day-by-day thing.
Hill City coming up next for you. You get them at their place on Friday. It's a team that has been right around the 500 mark all season, and they're 6-6 coming into this one. Obviously, they've got a pretty good tradition there at Hill City, but what are your thoughts on this year's group?
Well, it's typical Hill City, you know. I mean, Coach Riley, you know, probably one of the best basketball coaches ever in the history of Kansas, you know, high school basketball. He does a great job and always has them prepared, and they don't do anything fancy. They just, but everything they do the best they can and really, really well. And so that's the issue. You know, the issue is trying to get a team who's so fundamentally sound to turn the ball over a few times and try to speed them up a little bit, but it's almost impossible, especially there. So, I mean, Friday night's going to be probably one of those games in the 40s, which, you know, they dictate the tempo. Hopefully we can get it a little faster than that. That's going to be our goal. But, you know, typically, you know, playing Coach Riley, that's what we're going to be up against. So free throws and, you know, short shots, you know, and taking care of the basketball are going to be important.
Rob Buckmaster, the head coach of the Smith Center boys basketball team. Coach, thanks for the time again this week, and good luck at Hill City on Friday.
All right, thank you.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Next Tech and Landmark Implement.
A new year means a new to you deer, and the best time to save on used equipment at Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, sprayer, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Learn more at LandmarkImp.com or stop into your local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
As a Next Tech Internet customer, life is easier. Whether enjoying a social media break, finding a last-minute party recipe online, streaming your favorite show, or sipping a cup of coffee while your robot vacuum does the work, Next Tech powers the internet technology that makes these moments possible. Now, you can enjoy these moments even more. Next Tech customers can upgrade to a faster internet speed and pay their current rate for 3 months. Just call your local store. Experience more and live better with Next Tech.
We now turn our attention to the Lincoln Leopards and their head hoop coaches, Steve Crist and Joe Biggs. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. The Lincoln Leopards Locker Room Chat is brought to you by the Bank of Tescott.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Steve Crist joining us, the head coach of the Lincoln girls basketball team. Coach, just the two games since you had a fill-in game there for losing to Toma with Sylvan Lucas there on Monday. You fall 59-27, but come back with a 33-30 win over Chase on Tuesday. And just in these last two games, what are you seeing from the group that you've liked and maybe some things that you still look to improve on?
Well, I think this is the second time we've played Sylvan, and one of our focuses was to handle the ball a little bit better against their pressure, and I think we did that. We didn't get off to a very good start. They jumped up on us, I think, about 10-0, and then we got settled down and handled the ball better. I think we had about half the number of turnovers this time against them that we did the first time. And so that was one of our main focuses of improvement against them, and it's been a problem for us all year, handling the ball. So I do think that we are making improvements there. I think our younger girls are getting more confident and just handling the pressure a little bit better. So we didn't rebound very well against them. Sylvan's got an awfully good team with a lot of seniors and experience, so they kind of took advantage of us on that. But then to be able to bounce back off that loss and a pretty, you know, kind of the same type of game against Chase this time as what we played them in the tournament. Neither team could score real well, and we struggled holding on to the ball a little bit again. But what's impressed me about these girls so far this year is we've won quite a few close games, and you wouldn't really expect that out of a young team. So we are turning the ball over, but when it comes down to crunch time, if we're in the game, we've been able to find a way to win it, which I also think is a tribute to our two seniors, Michaela Brenneman and Macy Squires, and they kind of help keep us under control and get things done down the stretch. So I think we're getting better, and we're continuing to find a way to win those games that we're in. So I think things are going in the right direction.
Next up, you have Pike Valley coming up on Friday night there at home. The Lady Panthers has been a struggle at times for them this year. What do you expect to see from them on Friday?
Well, we played them early in the year also, and it was another one of those close games that we won. So I'm sure it's going to be a very competitive game. I'm sure they're going to come down here believing they can win because it was such a close game last time. So, you know, our focus, like I've been saying pretty much all year, if we take care of the ball and we can get more shots at the basket, then I think we'll be fine. That tends to be a big key for us. Of course, we've got a rebound. You know, they've got a couple of awfully good scores. with Reeves and Jensen, and you know, they're going to do some things very well too. But I think if we just focus on, you know, the fundamentals and trying to take care of the ball, so we can get more shots and maybe a few better shots at the basket, I think we'll be okay. But I'm sure it's going to be a very competitive game on Friday.
Lincoln Girls Coach Steve Crist here on the Locker Room Chats for this week. Coach, again, thanks for the time, and good luck against Pike Valley Friday night.
Okay, thank you very much.
At the Bank of Tescott, we believe in freedom. We also believe in free, as in free checking. At the Bank of Tescott, you can choose to bank local with all the bells and whistles you need when it comes to your checking account. Visit us today and ask about our new Kasasa checking accounts. It's a catchy word for free checking with awesome rewards and offered locally at the Bank of Tescott. We're family owned and have served our area communities for over 130 years, and we would love the opportunity to earn your business. The Bank of Tescott in Salina, Lincoln, Tescott, and Lidsburg. Member FDIC.
And welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94. Joe Biggs with us now, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard basketball team. Coach, some good news to talk about since we last talked. Two wins for your team. You went over Natoma on Friday night, 60-49, a pretty balanced scoring effort. You had four in double figures, led by Tyler Good with 15. And then you won a low-scoring affair on Tuesday, 33-32 over Chase for your first win over the Cats this season after you lost to them in the consolation part of the NPL tournament. So two wins for you here. What are some of the things that you liked about these last two games for your squad?
The Natoma game was a pretty solid all-around game. We had them down by, 17 or 18. And at that time, we talked about how we just need to close out the game and not let them get any closer, but they made a little run there at the end. And you're right, our offense was very balanced that game, and we looked good on the offensive side of the ball, and it was pretty good. We could play a little better defense down the stretch, but it was a good all-around game. And then the Chase game was about the complete opposite. We made one. I think we were one for 22 on three-pointers, and so kind of the complete opposite of the Natoma game, and but our defense played well, and in the end, it was just barely enough.
So can you pick up the two wins? Now you get ready to take on Pike Valley coming up on Friday. The Panthers, a team that you already saw once this season, they got you at their place in that Thunderbird Classic all the way back on December 7th by 5. What do you want to do the second time around to pick up a win this time against Pike Valley?
Well, I'm looking forward to see how our guys – I mean, like you said, we picked up a couple wins, and I'm looking forward to see how our guys respond, you know, going into Friday night. And I know the Reeves kid got us for about 22 on the first time around, so we'll look forward to trying to stop that. And I think we have a good chance going into Friday night, and hopefully our guys can continue to play well and then just, you know, shoot the ball just a little bit better than we did last night.
Joe Biggs, head coach of the Lincoln boys basketball team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for joining us again this week, and good luck at Pike Valley, or at home against Pike Valley on Friday night.
Thank you, Dusty.
Our Lincoln Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the Bank of Tescott.
At the Bank of Tescott, we believe in freedom. We also believe in free, as in free checking. At the Bank of Tescott, you can choose to bank local with all the bells and whistles you need when it comes to your checking account. Visit us today and ask about our new Kasasa checking accounts. It's a catchy word for free checking with awesome rewards and offered locally at the Bank of Tescott. We're family owned and have served our area communities for over 130 years, and we would love the opportunity to earn your business. The Bank of Tescott in Salina, Lincoln, Tescott, and Lidsburg. Member FDIC.
We conclude our Wednesday Locker Room Chats with the Thunder Ridge Longhorn head coaches, Darren Grauerholtz and Jerry Webb. The Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94, kittycountry94.com. Darren Grauerholtz joining us now, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge girls basketball team. Coach, as we look back a couple games since we talked last, Friday night you picked up a real nice win over Southern Cloud. They're at home 64-29, and then you bounced back with a 38-32 overtime win over St. John's Tipton on Tuesday. I know that Southern Cloud is a team that could concern you at times, but it looks like you got off to a good start and really held on to that the rest of the game on Friday night.
Well, yeah, 2 years ago, when Rainey Schmidt was a senior for Southern Cloud, we had a 22-3 lead going into the second quarter, and we relaxed a lot. Rainey took over, and they ended up beating us in regulation. And I just wanted to make sure that that was not going to happen again. And I reminded the girls of that the fact that if we don't keep down on the gas, you know, that these things can happen. And I just wanted to make sure that we did not allow that, and we didn't. The unfortunate part is we did come out in the third quarter, and it was a 16-14. We won the quarter by two, but it was just one of those deals where I was a little disappointed how we came out at halftime. I was hoping that, you know, we could keep on defensively. However, we did allow some points scored in that third quarter.
And you bounce back on Monday or Tuesday, excuse me. You take on St. John's Tipton. Always tough battles with that team, and you guys were able to get into overtime and win it by six. What stood out the most this time around? Like I said, always tight battles, and a lot of times they're not the prettiest games, but you got to fight through them.
Well, and I think it's one of those deals where we know each other so well. Mm-hmm. You know, we've coached. Christine and myself, we've coached together for so long, and we know each other's systems. We've coached in all-star games together, so, you know, we bring those things to the table when we're coaching. So we got each other's philosophies. So now when we come together, I'm going to do things differently or try to mix things up just to offset some of the things that he does, and he's doing the same thing. He put a real good game plan together for his girls. They mixed up their defenses a little bit as we were coming down in transition. It threw us for a loop for a little bit. It was a 10-0 run right out of the gates for them. It was something that, you know, they punched us in the face a little bit, and we were a little bit shell-shocked. So we had to come back, fight back. It was good to see Brennan hit a three there early in the game to break the lid open the lead for us and kind of get things going a little bit, you know. And then it felt like we were a little bit more comfortable as the night went on. But, you know, we were just fortunate enough in regulation. Libby missed a nice 3-4-footer, and Jaden just happened to be there for the put-in to get this thing to go into the overtime for us. So, but then once Dubert fouled out there in the final frame in overtime, I felt a little more comfortable, you know. Then we could just go to our 1-3 chaser, cover Eilert up, scare Eilert, and make sure she didn't get free. And then I felt a lot more secure about the win then. But they've got real good players. They've got a great coach. And we need games like that, you know, to get ready for postseason. And we always enjoy them. So I think everybody got their money's worth, you know, when they came to watch that game last night.
Sylvan Lucas coming up next for you on Friday. Give me some quick thoughts on them. They're 9-4. They're always going to bring a really good defense no matter what. And what do you think about their team this year?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and they're, again, they're going to run some man defenses against us. And we're, you know, and Keith ran that a little bit last night. And if we're not crisp running our offenses with our screens and our motion that we're running, you know, they're going to give us fits. So our defense is going to have to step it up. Hopefully we get some nice transition buckets, get a lead, feel a little bit more comfortable about what we're doing. But like I said, we're going to have to go to the drawing board tonight and work our offenses out a little bit better. So if we can do that, I feel comfortable with what we're going to be doing at home against Sylvan.
Darren Grauerholtz, head coach of the Thunder Ridge Lady Longhorns here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks again for the time this week, and best luck Friday night at home against Sylvan Lucas.
Hey, thanks, Dusty.
We're all busy and love things that make life easier. It's about finding online recipes your son will actually eat. Instant movie nights with TV Now, or Alexa helping your daughter with her math homework. Nextech powers the technology that makes these moments happen. And with Nextech, you don't need to think about your technology. It just works. Switch to Nextech TV Now or Internet and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
And welcome back on our locker room chats here on Kitty Country 94, kittycountry94.com. Jerry Webb joining us, head coach of the Thunder Ridge boys basketball team. Coach, two losses since we last talked, but some things I think that are positive you might be able to take out of those. Southern Cloud, you fall on Friday, 44-32. Tuesday at St. John's, Tipton, a blow to 62-41 loss. First, going back to that Southern Cloud game, I know that's a team that likes to play a pretty deliberate style most of the time, so a lower scoring affair there. You lose by 12. What stood out the most in that one?
I thought we played really good defense. We're still struggling to get the easy shots to fall in on a consistent basis, but I mean, they're growing every game. I think we're seeing improvement each game. And again, effort was something we focused on at the first of the year, and I've seen much better effort both in Southern Cloud and the St. John's game.
Again, you follow the St. John's Tipton 62-41, and really I don't think the score of that game is really indicative of how it went. You guys were fighting the whole game and stayed in there as much as you could. Definitely a better showing than probably the first time you played them. I know they were both 21-point losses there, but seemed like the effort was a little bit better this second time around. Reese struck off with 14, is really starting to come around for you as well. Just what do you like about the game on Tuesday, even in the loss?
Again, defense. I thought, you know, we let them outscore us in the third quarter by 10. We were down 9 at half. You know, just the effort and the defense is coming along. It's just focus, you know, start to finish. We let some easy plays go in the third and fourth quarter. And then we're just struggling to see the openings on the offense. You know, we had the plays and we had some shots. And like you said, Reese is coming on, Brandon Garholtz. You know, some games he just seems like he can't buy a basket, but the effort's there. We just got to get the easy ones to fall. But I definitely am seeing improvement with every game with this group.
Sylvan Lucas coming up on Friday night. It's another tough team that you'll play here in the league. They picked up a pretty big win over Rock Hills on Tuesday. But when you look at the Mustangs, what do you see from them? What stands out the most from what you know about them so far?
Yeah, same. I mean, we're going to see kind of like a St. John's, just real deliberate, real. You know, they like to pressure, try to up-tempo the game, try to get you rattled. So we're talking a lot about, you know, controlling the tempo. It's in our house, which is always nice. But, you know, dictating the pace, dictating the tempo, playing our style of game, and don't get sucked into theirs.
Jerry Webb, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck against Sylvan Lucas on Friday.
Thank you.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
As a Nextech Internet customer, life is easier. Whether enjoying a social media break, finding a last-minute party recipe online, streaming your favorite show, or sipping a cup of coffee while your robot vacuum does the work, Nextech powers the internet technology that makes these moments possible. Now, you can enjoy these moments even more. Nextech customers can upgrade to a faster internet speed and pay their current rate for 3 months. Just call your local store. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear from the basketball coaches at Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.